off. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Good morning. We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Happy Wednesday. It is February the 20th. Follow us, the Joe and Alex Show, Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Also, a lot of the questions, different blogs we put up later on are on our Facebook page. So you can certainly make sure you like us. Just search for Radio Now. And you can like the page and joeandalexshow.com, where our podcast, our blogs, everything kind of all comes together in one convenient place for you. To my left, Alex with a croissant. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I got to do my first shadow of court proceedings yesterday in juvenile court for being a child advocate. And they randomly assign you a judge. And the judge that I got to shadow yesterday for like three different cases. So I was there for a long time. I mean, my entire afternoon yesterday was all child advocates because I shadowed in court for several cases. And then I had my CASA class, which was from 5:30 to like 8:45. So I was in this stuff all day long yesterday.
Now entering the courtroom, the Honorable Alex Clark.
That's right.
Hello, hello, Judge. Hello, hello.
But when I was waiting, like in between court cases, what I thought was so cool with this judge is that everybody was like having fun and talking, like the DCS workers and the caseworkers and all these different people. They were playing Notorious B.I.G.
It was
and, like,
all a
jamming like in between like these kids and stuff coming in, or their, you know, their family situations and all that. And then of course you don't play the music while the case is happening, the hearing's happening. But oh my gosh, it was so interesting seeing that. I was like, you know what? These people, like when they were coming in, they're talking about some of the worst things that have happened, because every single kid that's in there, you know, they've been through some sort of abuse or neglect. So we're talking about the worst types of situations of kids trying to figure out where they're going to live. But in between, they still try to sprinkle a little bit of fun in there. And I really appreciated that. I thought that was a really cool thing to see, like such a different industry from what we work in every day.
You know what judge I really like? I don't know if you've seen it on YouTube, but I always see the videos on Facebook and YouTube. People share them. It's this judge in Rhode Island, and I'll have my phone so you can see it. But his name's Frank Capiro, I think it is. But he's always called like the fair judge. He lets people a lot of time pick their punishment.
I don't know this guy.
You need. I'll send you a. What? But it's really cool. They actually have him on a local TV show in Rhode Island. But he's like a real, like, you think of a judge of being a jerk. The guy's like, all right, what'd you do, Alex? Like, okay, you were speeding. Why are you speeding? Or you know, like, he'll actually give you a fair shake.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool. I'll send you guys. I'll message the link, or maybe I'll put a thing on our Instagram. It's
so
really
you get
cool.
To pick how you want to be punished. Like, I want my phone taken away or something like that. So,
I mean, he obviously follows the law, but he's like, okay, they're like, for example, a parking ticket. He's like, wait a minute. Because a lot of times, like, you know, they'll write tickets even if you didn't necessarily violate something. He'll go over the situation, and then he kind of actually tries to figure out what's fair. Or if, like, they have kids there. Like, if, Alex, you brought, like, a little kid there, so you were a mom. She's like, well, what do you think we should do for your mom? Should we, eh? Yeah, they give options. He's not just like, lock her up. She
I
took
like
away
that.
My iPhone.
Yeah, yeah,
he's good. I've seen him. I like him.
Okay, cool. I'll send you it. I think you'd actually really enjoy it. Pork Chop, what about you, man? How was your day?
I did the dumbest thing yesterday.
Ooh, can we guess? Can we guess? What do you guys think he did?
You'll never guess, but go ahead.
No, I have no clue. Go ahead.
So it was like later at night, and I was trying to make rice.
Oh, God.
Well, actually, no, not make it. Microwave it. But
oh, the 90-second rice. Love that stuff.
In the middle of it, I was like, I got a random urge to clean. So
in the middle of the 90 seconds?
I don't know about 90 seconds. I was just microwaving rice for like
seconds. He probably didn't have the actual Uncle Ben's.
It was already it was already made.
Yeah, got
anyway,
it.
So you're making the rice, you have an urge to clean, what do you do?
So I take the trash out, you know, I put some dishes away, and then I was like, oh, and I took it out and stirred it, right? And then I didn't want to leave it on my countertop because I've got like a cat, and I didn't want my cat to like jump up and try to eat it. So I just put it back in the microwave. And then I took the trash out, came back in, and I was like, oh, it probably got cold by now. So I started it back up. Ah, dummy! The fork was still in there.
Yikes.
Oh my God, Pork Chop.
Oh my gosh.
13 seconds went by before I like freaked out And luckily, nothing happened.
Oh, you are so lucky.
Yeah, the rice was very good.
I set an entire kitchen on fire to sleep over when I was in seventh grade because of putting foil in a microwave.
Yeah, I didn't know that until I was like 20.
Yeah.
Wow. No one ever told me that.
Wow. You guys wonder why I never have pork chop help with food. All right, Liv the Web Girl, how are you?
I'm good, but yesterday I was taking a shower in my apartment, and when I got out of the shower, I was like drying off, and then I noticed that there was a stink bug in my shower.
Ew.
And I didn't, thank goodness, I did not notice until I was like out of the shower and done showering, because I would have freaked out if I would have noticed, like, while I was showering. And so I didn't know what to do, because you can't crush stink bugs because then they'll smell, right?
You got to knock them down and have them go down the water, like down the drain. You have to, like, gently just, like, cup a little bit of water. Like,
oh, my gosh. Why didn't I think of that?
Well, because
literally, it was already in the shower. Why didn't I think of that? It was, like, literally on the bottom of the tub. Why
didn't I not think
of that?
Because you're freaking out. You're not expecting to be. Lindsay would have been the same thing. Like, Lindsay would have, like, screamed, fallen, and hurt herself.
So instead, what I did was I took my bottle of lotion, and I just drowned it in lotion and covered the entire thing with lotion.
At least it was
so
hydrated.
So it would die. And then today, I'm going to go back and like wipe it up. But I didn't want to do it like immediately
what
just because I wanted to make sure it died.
What if it climbs out of the drain, like all moisturized, like, you couldn't
well,
kill
it's
me.
Not in the drain yet. I need to do that. But it's just sitting in my bathtub. But you know what I'm really scared? I was scared that like maybe the lotion would give it like special proteins or something, and it would come back like the Hulk stink bug or something.
Oh, yeah, like pissed.
I trust me, that thought crossed my mind. But as far as I know, it's still under the lotion that I tried to drown
it's gonna
it
fly
in.
Up to Liv today when she gets home.
That
How
is
you like
so
that?
Smart. I'm so angry. I didn't think of like just putting water in down the drain.
It's just logical. I mean, my wife would have done the same thing you did. She would have like, oh, my shampoo, take that.
But what if it's like not, like what if it's on my wall? What am I supposed to do?
Like cup water. Like use your body or just like cover it like that and just try to like
no,
throw
but even
the water
if it's like
on the stink
in,
bug so it'll slide down.
No, I'm saying even if it's not in my bathroom. Like I've had stink bugs in other places and I just like
I
don't
do it
know
all
what
the
to
time.
Do with them.
I do it all the time in our house because we have like little like the stink bugs.
Yeah.
I just grab like a tissue or paper towel. You don't crush it. You just like lightly surround it.
Man. Okay. All right. I'll try it next time.
Well, I was actually going to put this in Need to Know News, but I'll do it right now. I'm surprised because they're saying because of that polar vortex we had 2 or 3 weeks ago across the country, just deadly temperatures, how cold it was. They're saying that scientists believe that 95% of stink bugs have been killed.
Yeah. And all the 5% are in my apartment.
Yeah. They still live. And I went to a team trivia last night. It was kind of cool. I tried a new place out. Liked it. We still sucked. We finished like 5th place, just me and Lindsay. I saw one of our coworkers there. I'm like, oh, I didn't know you did trivia. Interesting that they were there. And the thing that was kind of awkward is I forgot my wallet, so I didn't have money to pay for our dinner.
Yikes.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that was awkward.
Good thing I didn't go. I mean, I won HQ Trivia last night, so.
I saw 44 cents.
Yeah, I'm a winner.
Wow.
How much did you win, Joe?
None.
Nothing. He had to wash dishes to pay for his bill.
I did, but you know what? They're nice and clean, though, Alex, so I think everybody would appreciate the work that I did.
Coming up next in the garbage, the Kardashian bomb that exploded last night. This celebrity couple has ended their engagement and a legendary death.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Khloe Kardashian and her baby daddy Tristan Thompson have called it quits after rumors surfaced that Tristan cheated with Kylie Jenner's best friend. Over the weekend, Tristan and Kylie's best friend Jordan Woods were seen snuggling and making out at a private party at his house. And then after Khloe found out, she immediately broke things off. There is no word yet from Kylie on her relationship status with Jordan. Apparently, she is struggling with what to do. Jordan has been like a family friend their entire lives. This is so hard. The entire family feels so betrayed. In response to the allegations, Thompson tweeted and deleted fake news.
Fake news!
And this was all Kylie had to say about the situation.
I feel like this year is really about like the year of just realizing stuff. And everyone around me, we're all just like realizing things.
Wow. Sounds like it.
Lady Gaga and her fiancé Christian Carino have officially ended their engagement after rumors swirled of a breakup for weeks. Sources close to the couple say the relationship just didn't work. Signs of the relationship being on the rocks started with fans noticing that the couple had not been seen together for quite some time, and Lady Gaga was spotted without her ring at the Grammys. This is the second engagement for Lady Gaga.
I don't want to tell you how to do the garbage, but will the next story please not be about a bad relationship? Please, can you give me some good news?
How about a death? Legendary.
Okay, that's not much better.
Legendary fashion designer Karl Lagerfeld is dead at the age of 85. Karl was the creative director behind Chanel. His 36 years of the brand was record-breaking, and he missed Chanel's spring-summer 2019 haute couture show in Paris last month because he wasn't feeling well and died yesterday. A cause of death wasn't immediately announced. Apparently, he's leaving his fortunes to his cat.
Okay, now that is just insane.
James Corden, here's some good news. James Corden surprised the TNT boys last night. They're a Filipino boy band made up of three preteen singers, and he surprised them while they were performing with Ariana Grande, their hero. It was really cute, and here's James talking to Ariana and the boys afterwards.
Thank you for coming to make their dreams come true.
I'm obsessed with you guys. You guys are so incredible. That was so beautiful.
Are you okay?
Is this a dream?
It's not a dream. It's completely real.
Oh my God.
Are you going to get it?
Can we lick you?
Coming up in less than an hour, the Jussie Smollett fallout continues.
Oh, Liv the Web Girl, there's so much she doesn't know. We try to teach her, but nothing sticks. She might be dumber than Joe. Dumber than Joe. Dumber than Joe.
Dumber than... We get it.
Liv, explain automatic car lights.
So obviously I know what they are, like they're lights that automatically turn on and turn off. But what I don't understand is how they do it, because it's not like it's a motion detector. I don't understand how a car can see light and tell like how dark it is outside. Like, that's not a real person. And it makes me think that like maybe there is a person inside the car who's like controlling when they should go on, like when it's light or dark. Like, how can it see light or detect light? Like, is it wavelengths or something? Is there like a little man in a chair, like inside the headlights, like working the control? As far as I know, that's the only thing that makes the most sense to me. And it's not even only nights that they come on. Like, they come on in the day when it's cloudy out. I just don't get it.
And that's another thing that Liv the Web Girl doesn't get. Let's get into Joe's Need to Know News. This is insane. Like, I'm never afraid to drive, like, if it's thundering and lightning, and now I'm kind of afraid. A Louisiana man's truck was struck by lightning while driving down a highway. The driver was going to work, and I guess his vehicle was struck. It caught on fire.
Oh, my God.
He was able to pull over, but, like, his truck fully engulfed, so I don't know where it struck on. It's like an F-150, I believe. But, guys, his truck is just destroyed.
Did he die?
No. According to the story, he made it out.
Wow.
I was under the impression that one of the safest places to be in a thunderstorm is in your car.
Yeah, that's what I heard too.
Because of the rubber tires.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, the grounding. But then again, we could all be dumb and just believe that because people told us it. But I agree with you three. That's what I've heard too. Now, well, you should like try to drive around, but
it's Mythbusters and the myth is busted.
Boom.
Clearly.
It's Livbusters. There we go. Sorry. Yeah, the man was not hurt, but his truck was a total loss. Okay, I want to give you a follow-up. I think Liv the Web Girl really is excited about this. I told you about this, I think last fall maybe, but a financial service company in New Zealand switched to a 4-day work week back in November, and it was actually a huge success. Their workers were 20% more productive, so there's no drop in the amount of work actually getting done. But, and this is the big but, stress was down and the work-life balance was up. Do we really want people to have a good work-life balance? No.
Why?
I'm kidding. That's my point.
That's amazing.
People are getting the work done. They're happier. They finally have a freaking balance where they don't feel like they're at work all the time and they can actually be with friends and family and breathe.
I say we take this information and go straight to the top.
You know what? Why even go that far, Liv? Why don't we just start doing it? You know, real leaders don't ask for permission. They just do stuff, right?
So
are we taking Mondays or Fridays off?
I am a Monday off person.
Yeah, Monday.
Let's
off.
Put a poll up on our Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. What day would you like us to start taking the off? Because we're going to do a 4-day work week.
Wednesday.
Excuse me.
Wednesday. It's in the middle. Oh, we would be off right now. You'd be in bed right now, Joe.
All right, pork chop. Somebody has to watch stuff, so you're not going to get a 4-day work week. You get 5, okay? We're going to do that for you. All right, this story is quite interesting, and well, let me get the proper music for it. Uh-oh. Go live. Dab it. Dab it. Dab it. Dab it.
Chopper. Woo, 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 woo.
Police arrested three men in Pennsylvania after finding heroin and drugs inside the home. What they didn't expect to find inside, how about this? A 3-foot alligator protecting the drugs. Yes, officer,
that's badass.
Officer sees the gator nicknamed El Champo.
Oh my gosh.
I am El Champo.
That's cute.
I am here to bite your butt. And wow. It was in honor of Mexican drug lord El Chapo. The DA was surprised by the catch, saying, quote, quite frankly, as we can tell, this is probably the brains behind the operation, saying the actual animal was. The drug dealers likely wanted to project the image of dangerous and strong by keeping the reptile around to keep other drug dealers who might try to rob them away from the house. I agree. Like, if I was a drug dealer, I'm like, oh, you got a gator? You know what? I'm going to leave you and El Champo alone.
In the Disney movie The Rescuers, they had two alligators protecting their little lair where they took the orphan Penny.
I'm sure that's where they thought of it.
Yeah, they probably were like watching that like nonstop in a box set. El Champo was taken to a nearby zoo where he is currently under quarantine. He is said to be doing well despite the sudden move.
Crikey.
Wait, did you bring in Steve Irwin?
Crikey.
Because he used to capture alligators, right?
Yeah. Yo.
You're right.
I'm the Crocodile King. See me in the swamp. I don't know. Okay, it's all
good.
Wow. But there we go. I like that beat. We should start using that on the show. And finally today for Joe's Need to Know News. Does anybody know what it is? It's a very special day.
I don't know. Tickle day?
No, not tickle day. That's yesterday.
Yesterday was lash day.
What? I didn't know that.
I missed it too.
Oh, Alex, you got to go tag your lash person now.
Oh, I'm really sad that I missed that. Live the web girl. What are you good for, web girl?
I ask her that all the time.
I'm like, you didn't tell me it was National Pizza Day? Come on. Today is National Love Your Pet Day. Shout out, hey, Benny and Paddington. Aww. I know you're going to hear the podcast. What's up, guys? It's your dad, Joe. I love you so much. I'll see you later. We'll go for a WALK.
Why aren't they listening right now?
Well, they're sleeping. They check out the podcast.
Oh, mine are listening.
That's great. How many do you have?
Two.
Oh, okay.
Also, since it is National Love Your Pet Day, give a shout out to your pussy.
What is it? What's the name?
Sprinkles, Ginger. There's lots of names people have.
I have Tony.
Yeah. Pork Chop. Pork Chop has to give a shout out to his pussy on National Cat Day because his cat, Tony.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. I love him.
Speaking of that, obviously, I'm going to put a photo up on our Radio Now Facebook page. I'll drop a photo of Benny and Paddington, but you can drop a photo of your dog, your cat, and or whatever your animal is. I want to see your pet up there. Just go to our Radio Now Facebook page and give us a like. And wrapping it up, some guy's cat would always just... annoy him all the time and make noise. So he decided to have some fun with it, and he auto-tuned the cat meowing. It's not over a beat, unfortunately, but still, check this out.
Sounds like T-Pain.
It is. I'm in love with my kitty. Hold on a few more. Oh.
Dang.
He's poor thing saying he's hungry.
Pork Chop speaks cat.
He does. He's like, meow, 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 meow. The video of this and everything else we talked about in Joe's Need to Know News is online. All you got to do is go to joeandalexshow.com. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. The number to call in to join the conversation, 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. So my wife caught me the other day. I was in the bathroom and I was just, trying to take care of business, put on some deodorant. I want to smell fresh and smell clean. She's like, what the heck are you doing? I was like, putting on deodorant. I mean, is there a problem with that? And she's like, whose deodorant are you using? And for some reason, I don't know what's been going on, but like my pits have been irritated. Just lately, because I've been doing so much boxing, maybe that's what it is, because I'm just like really working out hard.
Yeah.
Hey, sorry, I'm sharing my real life over here.
No, I get it. It's just like still kind of gross.
Okay, cool. I didn't say my butt cheeks, though. So I'm doing this, and I'm like, oh, well, her deodorant, the secret deodorant, smells so good. It's like flowery, but it's really like soft on my skin. So I start using it, and she's like, no. She made me like go buy my own. I'm like, what a waste of money that crap is. And then when it comes to shampoo, I don't have hair in my head, but I do have a glorious beard. I'm trying to grow it out and keep it looking sexy and nice and straight. So once or twice a week, I'll use shampoo and I'll use conditioner. And then she's like, have you been using my shampoo? I'm like, yeah, I've been using your shampoo. Yeah, I've been using your conditioner. And she's getting mad at me for doing that. Don't you share anything with your significant others?
I mean, I will if they like want to. I mean, I've definitely like taken showers at his place, like to get ready to like go out or something.
Yeah.
I've borrowed like his body wash or like his shampoo or something. So I don't care about that. The deodorant is just like a little bit more gross because I don't have hairy armpits. And so like I don't want hair on my deodorant. But also, for some reason, your armpits gross me out way more than my boyfriend Jewel Daddy's. So
imagine that.
Wait, why are mine grosser than Jewel Daddy's?
I don't know.
Have you seen my armpits?
No, I don't need to.
I think that's normal for a girl to be more grossed out by any other guy using her stuff than her own boyfriend or husband. I mean, that would definitely not be okay with me. Sharing shampoo, I think I'd be fine with, but for sure not deodorant.
What if you were, do you ever share like bar soap?
Oh, that's even grosser. If I go to your house and I have to take a shower and you have a bar, like soap bar, I'm like skipping it.
Why not? Just all you have to do,
100%
Alex.
Guys, they just take that bar soap, and I know that you guys rub it in between your butt cheeks. That's what you do. You don't use a washcloth. You don't put it on your hand first and then wash your body. You guys just stick it directly
on the
spot.
It's the best when it's direct skin to soap. And what you need to do too is like lift stuff up, move it around. Like that's how you really get it clean when it's right against your body. And the thing as far as hair being on the bar soap or touching the body, like the butt cheeks or whatever, Alex, if you use like water and like do the right angle, that stuff all comes off.
Ew.
Like, you guys ever do that? That's what I do. When I have to use somebody's bar of soap at another place, I'll try to clean it off real quick. Like, I'll get the angle. If there's hair on it, you just gotta like get the right angle, it'll come off. You guys never have done that.
You shouldn't definitely not be sharing bar soap.
833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Why not, Pork Chop? Why should you not be sharing it?
Just because of, I mean, what you said. I mean, you're putting it in places where I don't want other people's touching, you know?
But it's like it gets cleaned off though with the water. Like it's there. It's not like it's permanently logged on the bar of soap.
Bars of soap should only be used for two things. One, cutting up and making very satisfying videos. And two, washing your makeup sponge. And that's it.
Why are you looking at me? Liv always shames me for my makeup sponge.
I really do shame her for her makeup sponge. It makes me gag. I'm sorry. That was involuntary. I didn't even mean to shame you right now.
No, but
happens.
Alex does have some gross stuff, whether it's the sponge or the pillow, which is unrelated to that. It's just like you've got some things that need a good cleaning.
The moral of this story, stop using a bar of soap.
I totally disagree. You can let us know on Twitter, @JoeAndAlexShow. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. The number to call in, be part of the conversation, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Also, our social media, Twitter and Instagram, @JoeAndAlexShow. Coming up in less than 30 minutes, we've got your chance to win Chainsmokers and 5 sauce tickets. Plus, you qualify to see them in New York City. We will fly you out there, hook you up with a hotel, and have a good time. Ariana Grande, her tweet making some news. No, she's not like putting something up and deleting it. She was in a restaurant the other day, and she said, "Okay, guys, oh my gosh, we're at dinner discussing what soups we'd be if we're soups." First of all, who has that kind of conversation at dinner?
Somebody that's stoned.
Okay, maybe. Have you been stoned before and just had like, yo, man, what kind of soup would you be?
I mean, everybody knows those are like the kind of stoner thoughts type of conversations people have.
And I guess people she was with, they kind of all knew the answer like immediately. So she's like, all right, I want to ask you, if you were a soup, what kind of soup would you identify as? 833-JOE-ALEX. I want to know what kind of soup you think we would be. Like each person, 833-563-2539. Her mom, Joan, would be cream of mushroom and with a cognac drizzle. Her friends, Fredo and Rashad, would be spicy vegan ramen and tomato basil, respectively.
Oh.
And Ariana Grande's soup, what would she be? She said either butternut squash or miso soup.
She's for sure miso.
Why is she for sure miso?
Just makes sense. Like, is miso soup Japanese food?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, she's obsessed with Japanese culture, so that makes sense to me.
But she can't spell anything right when it comes to a tattoo.
I don't think I would be miso soup, because I think miso soup is a very humble, low-maintenance soup, and she's very high-maintenance. I think you two would be the same kind of soup, and I think that you guys would be lobster bisque.
Why?
Because lobster bisque is obviously more on the high end side because it has lobster in it. It's also very decadent and very good. It's creamy. It's kind of bougie.
I mean, it is one of my all-time favorite soups, but it's funny you say that because that was not what I was going to say I was.
I was going to say that Alex was tomato soup.
Ew, why?
Ew, no.
Because you like ketchup. What do you mean, ew?
That's just a horrible reason.
No, I like tomato soup, but that just does not fit her at all. What do you think you are, Alex?
Okay, so I think that I'm egg drop soup because it has like chicken broth is the base of it, which is something everybody knows and loves, something you're used to, you're comfortable by, but there's a little something extra with the weird egg floating around. I'm a little something extra, something you know and love.
You're not a little something extra. You are everything extra.
No.
I'm sticking
with tomato soup for Alex.
Chicken noodle. Basic.
Oh, see, I was going to say that's pork chop.
No, Liv is the chicken noodle soup of the world.
You're right. No, you know what? He would be egg drop because he's chicken broth, which is very basic, but also the egg part, which is dramatic.
You're really coming at me hard today? I don't know what's going on.
No, that's not an insult.
You're coming at me hard.
Leave it to Joe to get sensitive over a soup break. I just can't.
That's She is kissing your
ass. I just said she was super extra and bougie.
Oh, you're like, you're this, you're that, you're so fancy. And you're like, Joe's a basic chicken.
Hey, I'm offended because I'm not chicken noodle soup. I'm bacon, potato, and cheese.
Okay, but you guys are dudes, so you're taking this as literally like what's your favorite soup?
Yeah,
that's what you are.
No, this is not it.
It's what makes you up. 833 Joe Alex, because we're not going to agree on a dang thing. 833-563-2539. Your expert opinion of listening to the show, what will we be? I would say I'm a chili. I'm like a good hearty chili.
Why do you think
I'm
you're a good hearty chili?
Because
I'm
meaty.
I'm medium.
I was going to say meaty.
I'm thick. There's a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I mean, there's a lot of things like people like. There's some things like, I don't know if I like that.
There's a lot of things going on, sometimes overwhelming.
I agree with the chili for
yeah,
Joe.
I think the chili works too.
Lenny, 100% was going to say chicken noodle soup for pork chop.
Okay, see, now I don't know, maybe it's because I'm looking at you. Like, you look like a chicken noodle soup, Liv.
Me?
And I don't mean that as an insult. I don't, no. Lenny, are you there, buddy, in Houston, Texas, our technical director down there for the Joe and Alex show?
I am indeed.
All right, man. What about you? You think that you would be what?
Ooh, me as a soup, I would be...
French onion, because he's like a little tan, right? With the cheese on the top and the bread, like his hair, right? No? Does that mean? French onion. Ha ha. Oui, oui.
We got to do better than that.
Yeah. Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Chicago police investigated but dismissed a tip that on the night Empire actor Jussie Smollett was attacked by two masked men, he was in an elevator of his apartment building with the two brothers who ended up in police custody. A police spokesman said someone in the building reported seeing the three together the night in question last month, but investigators determined that report wasn't credible. The FBI and the U.S. Postal Inspection Service are now involved with the Jussie Smollett case because they're trying to determine if he played a role in sending a threatening letter addressed to him at Empire Chicago studio before his alleged attack. The letter that supposedly like nobody reacted enough to, that was like racist against him or whatever, that's the motive behind this entire thing. Apparently he sent it to himself. This guy is a straight up psychopath. I'm going to go ahead and say that now. Not mentally, emotionally stable whatsoever. This information allegedly came from the two brothers that are persons of interest. Sources say the letter, which was sent on January 22nd, is currently in the FBI crime lab for analysis. The two brothers claimed that they helped Jussie concoct the alleged assault after he became upset that letter did not get enough attention. The brothers have also told investigators that Smollett paid them to help him orchestrate and stage the attack. No one has been charged in connection with the case, and police have requested another interview with Smollett. More than half of Jussie's scenes on Empire now have been axed because of the attack hoax, and writers are scrambling to come up with changes to make up for the gaps. It was revealed Tuesday that in 2007, by the way, Jussie pleaded no contest to DUI, driving without a license, and providing false information to law enforcement.
The Los Angeles City Attorney's Office confirmed to NBC News today that in 2007, Smollett pleaded no contest to DUI, driving without a license, and providing false information to law enforcement. He was sentenced to 2 years probation in that case. Meanwhile, CPD's investigation has shifted toward determining whether a false police report was filed. No longer an investigation into whether a hate crime occurred.
That is so disappointing. I mean, like 99% of the facts seem to be out there now. Like, not 100%, but Seems like for whatever reason he staged this, whether it's to keep himself on the show, to get attention, something to keep his career going. And it sucks because anybody that comes forward, not necessarily like if it's a person that's a Trump supporter, but any kind of racial attack that happens now, you're going to be like, oh, wait, well, remember Jesse faked it? Now we're going to discredit all these possible people that are going to try to come forward with real claims. We're going to be like, well, I don't know. I've heard this, you know, this wolf crying before.
Yep, it's absolutely selfish and terrible. And Matthew Perry's co-stars on Friends have united to help him overcome his addiction to drugs. Perry is currently in rehab, and sources say Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox, Lisa Kudrow, David Schwimmer, and Matt LeBlanc are all united in their shared mission to get him back on track. Allegedly, they're checking up on him and have made it all clear that they're on hand for anything that he might need. That is The Garbage. Coming up in less than an hour, this pop star has broken a music record.
Good morning. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. We are the Joe and Alex Show. And you can also hit us up on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. So my brother Bob, I'm actually really excited for him. Him and his fiance Audrey, they've been dating now for 8 years. They're going to tie the knot. I mean, this is a big deal.
Yay!
I am so happy for him. And I've talked about it on the air before. My brother's overcome a lot of stuff. He almost died, overcame drugs, like all kinds of stuff. He now has his life together. And actually, I look up to my little brother, so I'm going to get teared up talking about that. But I'm so proud of him. But I found out a couple of days ago, I got a text. It was me and my mom, my brother, and his fiance said, hey, we're going to actually get married in 2 weeks.
Wow.
Now, we were expecting them to get married this summer. I was going to be an officiant because I could marry people.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a man of the cloth. Why is everybody laughing at that?
It just, that whole phrase is so funny to me.
And then it's like, well, hey, we're actually not going to be doing that. I'm like, oh, that's cool. Like, I'm not butthurt about that I'm not getting to marry my brother. But I'm wondering if he doesn't want me to be there. And the reason I ask you this, 833-JOE-ALEX, if I even should go or what to do, 833-563-2539. Is, well, he's going to do like a courthouse ceremony at like 11:30 next Friday morning.
Oh.
So I'd have to take off the show, first of all, if I was to do that, which I have no problem with doing. But I went back and forth, and I finally got a response today. And he's like, well, really, it's just going to be me and her and then, like, her dad that are going to be there. Because you need, like, a witness.
Not even your mom?
Well, okay, here's the thing. My mom's kind of upset.
Why?
Well, she's like,
tell us, Melissa.
She's like, Joe, he's just being a blankhead. He's like, you should be there. But I'm like, wait a minute. Does he not want me there? Because usually at a courthouse ceremony, you don't have a ton of people. Sometimes you do because you want to do it cheaper, you know? A lot of times it's just you, the person that's marrying you, like the judge or whoever, and like one witness is, I think, all you need, or maybe two.
So he said what? Like, don't worry about coming because it's so small and at a courthouse?
Yeah, he's like, yeah, you really don't need to be there. We're expecting everybody kind of we're having a small reception.
That's interesting.
But I just, that's what I'm wondering. Maybe I am a little butthurt. I don't know. I mean, he was one of, I think, my brother was in my wedding as my best man. And it's just like, now I don't even know if he wants, like, does he not want me there? Am I overthinking that or what's going on? Because this seems a little strange to me. Is this normal?
833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-JOE-ALEX. If Joe's brother, little brother, is getting married, short notice, it's at a courthouse, and, like, no one is going. He did let Joe know and said, you can come if you want, but if not, it's not a big deal. Should Joe go?
But there is a reception, right? A small reception after,
they're having,
you said?
A small reception at night.
Maybe just go to that.
Well, no, that's what I'm planning on doing. Like, I'm planning on leaving the show next Friday, getting in my car.
Is Melissa going to go to that?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out, because my mom's like, well, I can't go to that. Well, because she probably can't. She takes care of my grandma. So my mom will probably drive up from Ohio to Michigan to go to that, and then she'll drive back just because my grandma really can't be alone. And my grandma can't travel either because she got such bad COPD. But I don't know. It feels so weird. What do you think?
I don't know. I think that's a junkie thing to not show up.
Okay, my brother hasn't done drugs in a long time.
That's a crappy thing. It's a crappy thing to not show up to the ceremony, but then show up to the reception. That looks like, oh, you're just coming for the food.
But he told him not to come, and it's only at a courthouse.
Then maybe he doesn't want him to come. I don't
know.
I mean, that makes
sense.
That makes sense. It's just, I don't know. I feel like I should be there. I don't know why. It's probably just me being too emotional.
I think there's something kind of romantic about a courthouse wedding, especially like it just being you and your significant other. And like, that's it. Like, obviously there needs to be a third party because you need a witness.
Yeah.
Like, that's why her dad's going, but I think there's kind of like a romance to it. I wouldn't look into it too
much.
Maybe
I need to think like Live the Web Girl here and just think it's all nice and cute. 833-JOE-ALEX. We will talk to you next here on Radio Now. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And if you're just tuning in, my younger brother, I'm really happy. He's going to be getting married next week. It was supposed to be like 6 months from now, but something happened and they just said, hey, we're going to go elope. We're going to go to the courthouse. I'm like, okay, I was planning on marrying you, but that's cool. I think I'm a little sensitive about it. It's a little rough because I was excited to marry my little bro. But now he's saying, oh, don't worry. No, you don't need to come to the actual ceremony because it's like 11:30 next Friday. He's like, just come to the small reception we're having. And I don't know. I know technically I don't have to be there. It's just it could be those two and a judge. But I feel like, shouldn't I be there?
833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-JOE-ALEX.
Also on Twitter, it's at Joe and Alex Show. Brittany, hey, thanks for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. What do I do? Do I go or what?
You go.
Really? Okay, because he kind of said I don't need to.
No, two reasons. One, he's not saying that he wants you there, but he wants you there, or else he wouldn't have told you.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Two, marriage is such a big thing, and it's so scary, especially in today's world. He needs to know he has somebody in his corner.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I hope he already knows that I'm in his corner, but I get what you're saying. But, okay, Brittany, this is where, as a guy, I get confused, because especially coming from you, a woman, because you say one thing, then we're supposed to do something, then if we do it, it's like, oh, well, you didn't really have to do that. Or it's like, when we don't have to do it, you did it. Like, why didn't you do that? Does that make sense?
Yeah, but
I don't understand.
At the end of the day, you're going to be happy that you showed up. He's going to be happy that you showed up.
But it seems like he doesn't want me or my mom to go.
I would show up.
Well, I've got a question. Is Jeremy going, your cousin?
Oh, God, no. And as far as I know, he's not invited. He better not go because he's not invited to go to that. That's not even funny, honestly, if he's listening. Jeremy, you're not invited. All right, hey, thank you for calling in, Brittany. We appreciate it. Let's talk to Brian. Brian, what's your point?
I mean, I feel like you should just have a chat with him and figure out what's going on. I highly doubt he wants to, like, hurt your feelings or anything like that. So, I mean, I personally would talk to him and just see what's going on there.
All right. I mean, should I go, though? Or should I, like, because he's saying no. He's kind of said politely no. He's like, you don't need to, which means no, right?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Okay. Hey, thank you, Brian, for calling into the Joe and Alex Show.
He's probably just leaving the option open for you.
Live the Web Girl, what are we getting on our social media this morning at Joe and Alex Show?
Kel says, go and support at the reception. If the invite wasn't extended to you to go to the courthouse, if you feel strongly, call your brother and share your feelings. But remember, this is their day, not yours.
All right, hold on. Porkchop, is this my cousin?
No, that's not your cousin, Jeremy. Just
okay.
Another Jeremy.
I was like, hey, Jeremy, what's going on? You're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hey, Joe. Hey, I really think you should go, man. I experienced the same thing, I guess, from your brother's point of view.
Okay.
I got married the same way, through the courthouse and things of that nature. But at the point in time, because I didn't want to inconvenience anybody, like all my siblings, my mom and them, I was like, you know what, y'all guys, y'all really don't have to come. I mean, it's no big deal type thing. But on that day, I really wanted them there, and it ended up just being my mom showing up and my little sister.
Oh, see, you're killing me now, Jeremy, because now I'm afraid that, like, backstory, our dad passed away, like, 11 years ago, so it's just, my family's dysfunctional, it's small, but the family I do have, we don't see each other that often, so I'm kind of wondering, after hearing your story, do I go now? Now I feel like I have to go, even though he's not saying that.
I mean, that's a good point.
Dang it, Jeremy, quit giving me opinions from real life.
My family was the same type of way. I just lost my dad. I lost my dad a year ago as well.
Sorry to hear that.
And, we pretty much had the same backstory. We're not very close and things of that nature. But that, it wasn't a big deal to me. But that when that day came, it did become a big deal. Like, then I realized it, I guess. And as men, we're very prideful. So we have the tendency to brush things off like it's nothing.
Yeah, no doubt about that, Jeremy. Hey, man, thank you for calling in, and it's awesome about your marriage. We appreciate it. Let's wrap it up right now with Karma. You're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hey, hi.
You're also saying I should go.
Sorry. I just wanted to say, he's your little brother. You absolutely should go to the wedding. You're the older one. Do you always listen to what your younger brother says? No.
No, I never listen to him.
And if your mom's not going, don't you want to be able to say, hey, mom, look, he had the biggest smile on his face when he was, looking at his wife.
No, see, you the know, thing like, is, my mom wants to go. Like, she's kind of, like, low-key pissed. She's like, your brother's being a jerk.
Mom's definitely looking.
No, legit. Like she's like, well, I'm not going to say what she called my brother, but it's because of the D.
Not nice.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, mom, chill out. But like,
well,
I think
every
really
mom
hurt.
I think wants a traditional like church wedding to go to. They want to go to an actual like wedding ceremony. You know, that's normal.
Right. Right. Yeah. And I just feel like with the courthouse, you know, just like the first caller said, he does want somebody in his corner. And I think that maybe because it is a little unorthodox, I don't think that he, you know, wants to force anybody to go something that isn't, you know, normal to most people when it comes to weddings. So, but I feel like as a brother, it's just protocol. You have to go.
All right. Honestly, like, I kind of wish I wouldn't have brought this up because I was not going to go. I talked to my wife, Lindsay. I'm like, okay, you know what? We'll just go to the ceremony later that night. But now everybody from real life experience says I should go.
Well, actually, Joe, I've got the deciding factor on if you should go or not.
Okay, what is it?
So it's next Friday, right?
Correct.
If you go to the ceremony on Friday morning and you miss the show, does that mean that we all get the day off? Because then I think you should go.
No, you guys are going to have to actually do some work around here. You all stay.
What?
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and we have got your chance to win tickets to see the Chainsmokers with 5 Seconds of Summer. If you're listening to us in Indianapolis, Indiana, you'll see them at Bankers Life Fieldhouse on Thursday, November 7th. If you're listening to us on the new 92.1 Radio Now in Houston, you'll see them on November 2nd at Toyota Center, which is a Saturday. All right, plus you get qualified for our grand prize, a flyaway to see them in New York City. Let's go to the phones this morning, and let's say good morning to Bree. Hey, Bree, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, are you off speakerphone? Because otherwise I'm going to hang up on you. Okay,
I just got off it.
Okay, you make producer Porkchop pop a vein when you're on speakerphone or like Bluetooth. Because okay. Then I yell at him when we go to commercial, I'm like, I thought I told you to have Bree off speakerphone. So cool. All right, Bree, you sound like you're having a good time. Sounds like you had a lot of fun at a Chainsmokers concert. Porkchop, today we're playing the Name 5 and 10 game. Why don't we explain this to Bree real quick, how simple it is to win these tickets.
So I'm going to give you a category. For instance, I'll say soda, and you have to name 5 sodas in 10 seconds.
You mean like, pop?
Yeah, pop, soda, whatever.
I call it
Coke.
Pop.
Yeah. So yeah, you have to be like Coke, Pepsi. You know, you can't be like Pepsi, Diet Pepsi, Pepsi Zero Sugar. Feel me?
Okay.
You have to get different ones. Okay. So here we go. Ready, Joe?
I am ready. You start it, and I will get the clock going.
Since the Chainsmokers are two guys, they're a dynamic duo. Why don't you name for me 5 dynamic duos in 10 seconds? Go.
Oh, my God. I don't think I can.
Any 5. Sonny and Cher. Tom
and
Jerry.
Hey. Wow, Bree, I think it's the first time we've had a zero.
That is hard.
Liv's jaw dropped to the floor when you said it. She's like, that is so
any
hard.
Dynamic duo.
Does it have to be people or it can be a pair of anything?
Anything.
Okay.
Like, wow.
That makes it easier.
Any dynamic duo.
Bree, I got good news and bad news. The good news is we have tickets all this week for you to win. The bad news, you did not win them right now. I'm so sorry.
She got it's 2 okay. things because I gave
nervous.
Her 2.
I'm so nervous. I've never been on the radio.
Well, Bree, now that you've done it, we love you. We hope you thought we were gentle. And we hope you come back.
Well, wait a minute. Why don't you just leave her on hold? I might have something extra we could give her. I'll check.
All right,
just leave her on hold.
All right. Wow. Okay. There you go. Wow. Poor Chuck's such a lover. He's like, I'm going to take care of you. Hang on.
All right.
Bree, hang on. Maybe we'll go to you then. Okay. Then let's see. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Ryan, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Is this your first time on the radio, too?
It's not my first.
Okay. Well, hopefully it'll be memorable. Porkchop. I guess you go ahead and lead the way. Ryan, you're going to play to try to win those tickets.
So now there's a line in the Chainsmokers song that says, now you're looking pretty in a hotel bar. Why don't you name 5 hotels in 10 seconds? Go.
Marriott, Ritz-Carlton, Holiday Inn, Quality Inn, and La Quinta Inn.
Got it.
He said, yeah, no, he got it. He got it just before.
Wow.
There you go. Dang.
Lickety split in the nick of time.
All right. Well, Ryan, congratulations. Not only did you sound like a champ right there, but you got yourself those Chainsmokers and 5 Seconds of Summer tickets. You're going to get to see them, and you're now qualified for a flyaway to see them in New York City at the Barclays Center.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Hang on the line. Wow. I was impressed. I kind of like the way you're presenting these questions, by the way. They're tough as hell, but I like it.
Oh, well, thank you. That's a first. Someone likes my game.
Well, don't get used to it. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And coming up next, what we're into. We share things that we think you should know about that we're really enjoying. It could be music. I'll give you a little tease. Today, mine has to do with food. But it's good food. It's stuff that everybody except for Liv the Web Girl could have. But you can share with us things that you're into. We'll get some of those on the air. Send us a tweet right now at Joe and Alex Show. Joe's journey. Guys, I'm going to get right to the point and make it quick. It's been awesome. I've been doing boxing lately. It's low impact. I had my hip replaced a couple of years ago, and I'm finally getting active again. And I am just, I'm loving it. I lost in a 6-week like little challenge they had at a Title Boxing Club. I lost 15 pounds. Lindsay, my wife, lost 13. She would have had like 15, but she kind of went crazy on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
She even said that. Because she was down 14 pounds, which is incredible. I'm so proud of her seeing her before and after photos. Like, I thought she was beautiful, but she had a little bit of like a poonch, she was saying. She didn't like that.
Oh
no, like
God.
Women are their hardest critics. I don't understand like women are so bad to themselves.
Wow.
What?
That is just terrible, but like, okay.
This is real talk is what she said.
Okay.
Listen, you guys talk crap about yourself all the time.
I mean, I'm glad that she looks great and that you're loving it and she's loving it. You're not saying she currently has it. You're saying she used to, so I guess that makes it better.
No, I never said she did before. She just would beat herself up and I hated it. I hated to have my wife talk crap about herself. The world beats you up enough. You should have a little confidence in yourself and not be so bad. So that's what she said. And she's like, it's gone. It's going down. And I'm so proud of her. Even her back looks amazing. Like in the before and after photo, you can see where it's slimmed down. It's gotten tighter. So I'm so damn proud of my wife, Lindsay, and sticking to it. She wanted to quit like 2 weeks in. She's like, I am not doing this. I'm like, babe, we gotta do it for 4 more. So that's absolutely incredible. I'm down 15. My wife's down 13. The thing is, the Instagram photo I want you to go check out to really see, because I wish the numbers were going more, but my pants fall off me without my belt.
Good.
Like they are so freaking baggy. I don't want to go buy new jeans because I'm cheap, but everybody's like, Joe, you have to buy new jeans. Are they really that bad?
They're really bad. And also they just look really worn even like without the weight loss.
Yeah. I think you should. I think honestly you need to go shopping, but look at it as a reward for yourself for all of your hard work. And I think that knowing that every couple months that you can go shopping and just one new pair of jeans, maybe 2 shirts, something like that, and a new belt that fits. I think those are
things
that are good.
Yeah, the belt I have is beat up.
I mean, but that's a good like, thing to reward yourself with and keep kind
Absolutely.
Of propelling you forward.
It, you should look at it as something exciting because you're getting into like this new body, you know, you're slimming down. So it shouldn't be something like, oh, I have to go buy new clothes. Like it's exciting.
It pains for me to say this, but I agree with you. You're both right. I really struggle with like allowing myself to celebrate things. And I think you're right. I should celebrate what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And doing that. So, Maybe I'll do that. And once again, just reminding everybody, my goal is to try to get below 300 pounds. My friend's wedding's coming up early, like later spring, early summer. And I want to be able to like look really good for their wedding. But also I want to get the kayak that I got for Christmas. It's a 300-pound weight limit. So it can hold a little bit more than that. But right now, I'm sure I would sink like it's a Titanic. So I don't want to do that.
We are very proud of you. It looks like you're really putting the work in, Joe. And mostly, we really want you to go shopping just because we're sick of looking at the same 2 shirts.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Makes sense. What we're into, it's what we do every week around this time here on the Joe and Alex Show. If you got something, maybe you know something we don't. You're like, oh my God, I love following this Instagram page. It's absolutely incredible. Or this new song or this artist I really like. You guys are going to check it out. Or have you guys had this food? It's amazing. Like, if you guys had Taco Bell, let me tell you what. That's what I'm into. Let us know. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Or tweet us, at Joe and Alex Show. We'd love to get your stuff on the air. All right, who would like to kick it off this morning here on the show? Alex, Liv, Porkchop, who wants to go?
I'll go.
All right, Liv, what are you into this week?
I am super into, it's just this tinted chapstick. It's just from Nivea. So you can like order it online. It's not expensive. And it's a kiss of cherry fruity lip care. So it's like almost like a cherry color. It's not as intense like of a red at all. So it's just a tinted chapstick. So it's really good just for when you're wearing makeup on like a Tuesday or like you're not wearing a lot of makeup and just like you want like an extra tint of color on your lips because it looks super natural and it looks good on everybody and it's cheap. So I love it.
Are you wearing it right now?
I'm not wearing it right now because I'm not wearing any other makeup, so I might look a little crazy with it on. But also, in the dead of winter, I have super, super chapped lips, so it's kind of like killing two birds with one stone.
I'm constantly using lip scrub in the winter.
Yeah.
Does it make you look like Miranda Sings?
That girl with all the crazy red lipstick on YouTube?
Yeah, no, it does not.
Oh, darn.
It's natural. It's cute, it sounds like.
All right, what are you into, Pork Chop?
I'll go next. So lately I've been, really bored. If I'm not here or Uber driving, I'm at home doing nothing. So late at night to help me fall asleep, I play games. I'm not sure how long this game has been out. I think it's been out for a while.
God, please don't let it be Candy Crush again.
No, it's not Candy Crush.
That was last week.
Yeah, so you can actually add me. Producer Porkchop is my name. I want you to play me because no one plays me anymore. But it's called Words with Friends. It's kind of like Scrabble.
Oh my god.
But
it's sad. Even Porkchop doesn't have friends on the online games.
Yeah, Producer Porkchop, you can play me. I'll play you back. Right? No?
So riveting.
Honestly, I mean, it's cool. It's not that I'm knocking it, but that is really old. Like, if we were like 2 years ago, hey, it's the Joe and Alex show. This is brand new. Have you guys seen Words with Friends?
Not to be mean, but I think like you should just not do this anymore.
Like, do we want to give them a 1 week break?
Well, they actually do trivia now, kind of like HQ.
Oh, okay.
Oh God.
He
has addictions. Trivia is one of them. It's just insane.
I've really been loving this song by Lizzo. It's called Truth Hurts. And actually, our coworker Jules showed it to me. I was so thankful when she showed this to me. It's just been my anthem for the last week.
Why men great so they gotta be great? Woo. I just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% dead. Even when I'm crying crazy, yeah, I got boy problems. That's the human in me. Bling, bling, then I solve them. That's the goddess in me.
You could've had a just a little. You supposed to hold me down, but you holding me back, and that's the sound of me not calling you back. Why men great till they gotta be great?
That's pretty cool. Who is that again?
Lizzo. It's called Truth Hurts. This is my anthem. I have been screaming this in my car.
Okay, well, that might scare people. Maybe you should sing it, but that'll work. Live the Web Girl, what do we got online? At Joe and Alex Show on Twitter.
Got a ton of stuff. A Big Red Gorilla says, I've been really into Billie Eilish lately. She is my queen. Maddie Eller says, I am into the podcast called Serial. Haley Ann says, I'm in with this new song, Medicaid, by The Gabby Show. Jennifer Perry says, Dan Rodriguez is an amazing artist. I'm obsessed with 25 Years and the Douchebag songs. And then Chelsea says, I can't stop playing Kingdom Hearts 3. I guess it's a game. She says, there are gorgeous graphics and an adorable storyline.
Well, that's what I look for in my games. All right. Hey, Lenny, our technical producer in Houston on the new 92.1 Radio Now. What are you into this week, dude?
Okay, so I've recently been into primer for guys.
Like paint?
The face? No,
like face primer.
You're wearing primer? Why?
Oh, I believe it.
Listen, it's not considered makeup. It's technically like a moisturizer. I use Touch and Soul No More Problem, so it makes your pores like go away.
Uh-huh.
No More Problem.
It looks like there's a Snapchat filter on my face. Look, guys, I recommend this.
You sound like you look good. James Charles.
It's not makeup, though. So it's like still manly.
This is just so interesting.
What do you think?
It's a new wave.
I mean, I'm shocked that he's saying he uses this. So if you are not a big makeup person, you don't know what primer is. Primer is what you put on after your moisturizer, typically before your foundation, and it smooths all your fine lines, wrinkles, and pores so that your makeup doesn't settle into them, and it makes your foundation stuff last 10 times longer.
So it's like auto-tune.
But if you wear it, does it have a tint, Lenny?
Or face tune.
I don't think it has a tint.
Okay. So sometimes like they're clear. Most of the time they're clear, but they might have a tint, and then you can kind of just wear that on its own if you want.
I'm not tinting my face at all. I'm not getting fired. My face is staying paley white as it is, okay? That's what I'm leaving it as. Live the Web Girl, what else are we getting from people that they're into, what they like?
Corinthian says, Pork Chop, my boyfriend and I have been playing Words with Friends for the last week. We randomly downloaded it again.
Yeah,
you're not alone.
Producer Pork Chop.
Okay, and one thing I'm into, but Liv, I think your allergy will affect you from doing this, so don't get your hopes up. But you've heard of like Halo Top ice cream?
The worst.
I've seen everybody eat that, but I've never had it.
It's not good. I'm telling you right now, it is not good. I've
tried
every
flavor. If Liv's saying that, it must be terrible.
Exactly.
It's definitely like, because it's supposed to be healthier, like protein, lower sugar. Well, I agree. It's not my favorite. I tried this just because I finished my 6-week boxing boot camp, so I'm still keeping a strict diet for the most part, but I'm trying to add different things in. This is amazing, and if anybody else has had it, they'll agree. It's called Enlightened. That's the brand of ice cream. I got their cookies and cream because that's like one of my favorite flavors. It's only 80 calories per serving. If you have like the whole thing, it's I think 320 or something like that. Like there's 4 servings in there, so 8, 16. Yeah, 320 calories. That ain't bad at all.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's crazy, yeah.
It is good. Don't you like cookies and cream, Alex? I thought you
liked
that.
That's my favorite flavor.
That's my favorite ice cream. Is it good, though?
Yes. Okay. Is it, like, super sugary? No, but this, like, blows away Halo Top.
Oh, wow.
It's good stuff. Tweet us what you're into this week at Joe and Alex Show, and swipe up on Instagram to see all the things that we're into at Joe and Alex Show.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ariana Grande has now joined the Beatles as one of the only artists to secure the top 3 spots on the Billboard charts. On the most recent Billboard Hot 100 list, Ariana claims 11 of the top 40 spots with songs off her record Thank You Next. She also claims the first 3 spots on the list with 7 Rings, Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored, and Thank You Next. And Halsey teased on Twitter that she had the biggest secret unrelated to her album, and fans assume that she must be pregnant. She was quick to respond, saying, "People think my last tweet is me hinting that I'm pregnant, which means I'm either A, gaining weight, B, acting weirder than usual, joke's on you, I'm doing both. However, still not pregnant."
And what do we think it is then? What's the big secret? Because I would have said pregnant.
Maybe it would be like her getting back together with G-Eazy or something. I don't know what that would be.
Oh, that would be terrible, right?
Maybe I wouldn't like that either. Maybe her and G-Eazy got like married.
Oh, yeah, maybe it is a marriage. And John Legend says his wife Chrissy Teigen doesn't ask his permission to tweet about him.
She runs some tweets by me, but she never runs the ones when she's talking about me by me.
Uh-huh.
She sits, we're like next to each other on the couch, and she'll have this devilish look on her face. Like she's, you know, conniving some kind of devious plan. And then the tweet will go out, and I just look at her like, that's fun.
I hate like having to check my wife's social media. And when I do, I'm like, oh God, please delete that. Usually it's
what she embarrasses you.
Usually she's just bashing me like how much of a turd I am.
Does
like,
she really?
Oh my, you've never checked out my wife's.
Oh my.
Like how so?
Does she really?
Yes. Okay. Can you pull it up real quick?
It's something recent? Like we're going to be able to find it?
I haven't looked. I'm just assuming right now.
You don't look at your wife's Twitter?
No, I do occasionally, but I'm just assuming that my wife tweeted something about me just in one of her recent tweets, just slamming me about being a.
There's a lot of Bachelor. Hold on, let me go. No.
What's her Twitter?
We'll get into a fight and then
it's at Lindsay Pesh.
Because she'll go on there, Alex, after getting a fight, and then it's directly about me. She may not say it.
Really? So does that bother you?
I mean, a little bit, but I'm like, hey, come on. I'm just worried that like somebody will see it and think I'm a total tool.
I mean, it's probably fair because when you guys get in a fight, you bring it up on the air, so it's kind of fair that she has Twitter, right?
Yeah, but she doesn't work in radio, so she's not allowed to do that. That's not fair at all.
You guys must have been really good lately.
Yeah, there's no fights.
I'm back to January 20th.
Ooh.
No
wow. Fights. Okay, just throwing it out there. I'm a good husband. That's the garbage. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Good morning. Call into the show.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
I am wondering what Liv the Web Girl and everybody else has to think about this. The reason I care about Liv the Web Girl the most is because she is technically a Kardashian. They don't know it, but technically she is because she loves them so much and always defends them.
I've been sending adoption papers to Kris Jenner for years, and I just think that they keep getting lost in the mail.
Do you have the right address?
Yes.
Proper postage, like stamps?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Must have got lost then.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it totally would have happened.
Duh.
Well, mom shaming is common, but how often do we hear it with the Kardashians? I don't hear it that often with Khloe.
Not often, yeah.
Well, Khloe Kardashian is getting mom shamed. Why? Because she posted a photo of her long, what are they, Matt? Like, what, M-A-T-T-E?
Yeah.
Her long red nails. They're long. They look like over an inch to me. Did you see the photo yet? It's up on our Instagram, at
really
Joe and Alex Show. Like, I mean, pork chop, you check that out. Does that seem long to you, those nails?
No, I don't think that's like terribly long. I'm thinking like the world record where they curl.
Oh yeah, like what about you, Alex? Did you ever have your nails this long as Chloe did?
No, I'm a short nail girl. Like I always have the nail techs trim my nails. I always say fingertip length, so I always keep short nails. I can't stand the feeling of like doing life with very long nails. Like our boss has extremely long nails, I just like could not do that. Like it would drive me nuts trying to wash my hair, trying to wipe my butt.
Well, that's
like, all the
say.
Normal things you do. I don't know how you do that with those nails.
I don't want our boss to call in at 833 Joe Alex and tell us how she wipes her butt, but I'm kind of wondering, how do you do certain things like that? Because people were mom shaming her, saying, well, how do you change your baby's diapers? And I'm wondering, how do you do certain tasks when your nails are that long? Like, how do you drive? How do you put on a seatbelt? How do you eat? The biggest thing I'm concerned about, how do you eat food?
And how is it okay for a mom to have nails like that when you have a baby that you're handling?
Yeah, because a lot of people defend it around there, but some are like, yeah, like you're a bad mom. Obviously, you don't take care of your own kid.
I wouldn't say she's a bad mom.
No,
but
I didn't say
that. Is it a
safety
issue is what I would want to know.
Why in the world would it be a freaking safety issue?
Because you can poke the baby or scratch it.
Yeah, but you're not an idiot. She's had long nails for years and years and years. You get used to it.
Yeah, that could be the case.
It's not like she doesn't, like, obviously, there had to be a way to get that child, which means there was some flipping pancakes involved, and they didn't seem to have any issues.
Well,
like,
I don't have a horse in this race. I'm just saying, I'm just bringing up the question, but I honestly don't really care.
I care because people are calling her a bad mom. That is absolutely ridiculous. They are just trying to find something to blame the Kardashians for and to shame the Kardashians
for. But let's take it out of the Kardashian realm. She's getting the headlines for it. But if you see somebody with those long nails, are they able to not do certain things that other people can do? Like, I kind of wonder if it's a restriction.
Clearly, she's wiping her own butt.
Well, I don't know. They might pay somebody to do that. She is a Kardashian.
No, they do not. Like, she is fine. Like, it's like if I had those nails, I've never had nails that long. My nails are short. If I ever had nails that long, I would be a mess until after a while you get used to them.
Caitlin, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Have you ever had long nails?
Yeah, I always keep my nails kind of long, like in between probably what hers are and then in between fingertip length.
Yeah.
Honestly, you just get used to it. The only issue that I come across as being a mother is unbuckling the car seat. And, like, girls with long nails will totally preach this. It hurts to do it with your nails.
All right, well...
So you have to, like, use your, like, your knuckle, I guess.
Ooh.
Okay, did you ever have a problem, though? They're saying that, like, she would have a problem where she wouldn't be able to change her baby's diaper. Did your baby ever have any bad effect of your nails being long?
Absolutely not. I mean, honestly, if you're hurting your child by changing a diaper, then there's some other issues going on that you're knowing.
All right. Hey, Caitlin, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. We have to be clean and appropriate about it, but can somebody with long nails explain to me, like,
stop.
How do you actually take care of that?
Listen, I didn't mean that as, like, that's a serious question to ask.
No, it is a serious question.
Saying it to be funny.
No, Alex, okay, you can laugh about it. I want to know how it's done.
Oh, my God.
Because your nails are that long. Like, it's room.
I can't today.
All right, Luke, you're on the Joe and Alex show. You have a possible solution to this?
Yeah, so, Joe, real easy, right? They got money. So, now, granted, I've never used one of these, so I'm not really sure on what's all involved. But couldn't they just have one of them bidet things?
I mean,
that's a really good suggestion.
They might, but Luke, how many people do you know and do I know that have a bidet that can do that, that have long nails?
Do you know how many people that are that rich? You'd be surprised how many people have bidets.
I mean, they're not that expensive. Like, my mom doesn't even work and she has one. So, I mean, it can't be that hard.
All right, Luke. I mean, I guess I can't argue with you. I don't know the financial cost of a bidet. I thought it was like several hundred dollars, but I don't know. Just having those long nails, I have so many questions I could sit down and talk to somebody for hours about.
Right, but I think the whole bad mom thing, this is a problem as a mom, has to be out of the question because there are so many other bad parents out there.
I agree.
Putting their kids actually at harm, at risk. All these people who are shaming Khloe Kardashian, maybe they should turn to their local like Center for Women and Children or like take their time to volunteer for kids like Alex is doing that have actually bad parents.
Let me ask you this, though. I'm still hung up on that. Good point. Like, round of applause. That was a good feely point. I'm not knocking it.
I've always got my sister's back.
Okay. No. My question is this, though. It's like, why do the women like their nails that long, though, too? Like, if you have long fingernails, why do you like them to be that long?
I think think they just like the look. Like,
you gotta scoop up the the cocaine.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
You're going to want to see this photo online at joeandalexshow.com on the Dummy of the Day blog, because it's hard to believe somebody could be this stupid to try to pull this off. Police in New Hampshire say a driver tried to get creative to avoid getting an official state inspector sticker. Like, you have to get that every year, just saying that your stuff's updated and that it passed the test. You put it in, like, the corner of your license plate.
Okay, I don't think I've ever heard about that.
Well, they have that, but a lot of states have things with your registration every year. You have to renew it, and you put, like, 19, or for next year it'll be 20, right, like the year, and it's usually a different color. Well, yeah, but they weren't able to fool an officer because they tried to do something instead of actually buying one. A police officer stopped a car and suspected something looked suspicious with the actual license plate, and sure enough, it was. The driver had put a box of Camel cigarettes in the window and then tried to color it to look like an inspection sticker. You've got to see this on the Joe and Alex Show blog, the Dummy of the Day. And then they wrote 0919, so as if it was good for till September 19th.
That's a
or
unique,
September of 19.
That's a really unique color by numbers.
Yeah, well, police kind of agreed. They said, well, although it's creative, it's definitely not legal. So the driver was issued a traffic citation. Go see the photo we're talking about, what they actually tried to pass off, online right now at joeandalexshow.com. This story right here is awesome. Does anybody have old stuff around at their place or their parents as far as like a VCR, like an old video game system, like maybe from when you were a kid?
I mean, I have boxes of things like notes and schoolwork and old journals and things like that I keep at my parents' house. Does that count?
Well, I guess I was looking for more technology
wise. Electronic stuff?
Yeah, electronic stuff. That's it.
I have a brand new Polaroid camera.
Ooh.
Did we get the same idea what Liv's doing with that Polaroid camera?
I'm trying to be Kim Kardashian.
Taking pictures, of course. What else? No, check this out. This note is so sweet, and I might even tear up a bit. A simple act of selling a VCR online has changed the lives of two guys who are from different generations and live more than 1,000 miles apart. Okay, I'm going to read this. Now, the names are blurred out, but it says right here. It was February 10th, 2019. I found many old VHS tapes recently and wanted to see what was on them, and I realized, oh no, I don't have a VHS player. So I went onto eBay for the first time and discovered your offer. So somebody was selling a VHS player online on eBay. I bought your VHS and you shipped it within a few days. The VHS looks new and unused. Absolutely amazing. I had some issues getting it going, but that was actually my fault, not the actual player. I'm an 86-year-old man and perhaps not up to the game, but I do get there eventually. And I did, and I discovered the VHS works perfectly. Thank you so much for your care, your efforts, and your promptness. No, that's okay. That's nice, but this is where the story gets really good, this handwritten letter right here. I watched tapes of my retirement party from 25 years ago which I have never seen before. Jeez, we were young back then. Then a tape of my wedding with all of the family and the kids, many of which are no longer around. Then skiing trips, the kids growing up, travels, and most importantly, the gentle maturing of my family. Aww. Each one more fun than the last. All thanks to your generous selling of the VHS player to me. I thought you would appreciate how much someone has enjoyed your offer. Best regards. So this 86-year-old man, I'm assuming with help, maybe by himself, went on to eBay and he wanted to have a VHS player because they had all these old VHS tapes.
That is so precious.
And he gets to see all these things. That is just so awesome. And that's something you need to do for yourself, but also your grandparents. Get this old memories. You got to get them transferred, you know,
digitally.
Yeah, my
mom, for one of my grandma's birthdays, went and got like all of her film. She had a bunch of film that has still never been developed over years and years and years from when they were kids. And she went and got it developed, which is now so expensive.
Yeah, but it's worth it because eventually that stuff doesn't last. So I just thought that was so cool. You never know what you're like, oh God, I'm getting rid of this hunk of junk VHS player. And this guy's life, this 86-year-old man, he's reliving it. It's just amazing. So I'll put that story up online for you to check out at joeandalexshow.com. Hey, girl. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. Side note, if you guys are pulling a prank, let me know now, because I've been looking all morning for my Joe Pesh coffee mug. I got everybody a customized one. Can't find it. And I had it right behind me up by my punching
probably
bag.
Probably in the bathroom.
Yeah, you probably took it home or something.
I didn't, guys. I put it right next to the What Are You Butthurt mug.
I know, but I think that you do that every single day. So you're just assuming that you did it yesterday, but I don't think you did.
It's a habit, Liv.
I checked the bathroom.
I don't think you did.
Why is it the What Are You Butthurt mug? It's the mug I got you for Christmas.
Which says, What Are You Butthurt on it? So I think Porkchop actually is thinking about this out loud. I think you are butthurt that I never used the mug that you got me. Uh-huh. And this is, you're like, well, if it's gone, he'll have to use it. So kind of selfish.
I've got video of me going outside and smashing his mug.
I bet you do. And you probably recorded it like sideways or something. Shawnee, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Do you think Porkchop did that so I'd have to use his mug?
Do I think he did what?
Do you think he took my mug that's missing today? I think he did, so I'd have to use his.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did because he lost a contest that I was in once.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's a loser on air for sure, and he's kind of shady.
Yeah, right.
Okay, well,
no, everybody loves him.
Good news. Even though Porkchop doesn't want you to have it, Shawnee, me, Alex, and Lou the Web Girl, we want you to have tickets to Museum by Moonlight.
Yay.
Woo! Yep, have you ever been?
No.
Oh, my God. It's so fun. 21 plus, so no little snotty-nosed kids there touching everything. So it's the adults. We get to do the silent disco in the Dinosphere. There's 5 floors of fun. Alex, the drinks are incredible. The food's great.
Yes, you get to sample foods from all of Indy's best restaurants, which is so much fun. This is the perfect night to get a group of friends together and go. It's seriously a blast. You're going to want to come every year.
Yeah, so we will see you this Saturday. It's going to be awesome. I think there might be a few tickets left, but you want to get those quick because this event always sells out. It might have already sold out, but you can definitely win them this time the rest of the week here on the Joe and Alex show. Well, we get to go read to some kids today. Are you guys ready for this?
That's right. We're going to a daycare.
Okay.
I hope that they're old enough. We're going to get there. This is going to be a bunch of infants. Porkchop set it up. It's cracking me up.
They're going to be sleeping, Alex. They're going to be like, oh, well, they just had their nap.
No, well, he was like, well, they have ages 0 through 12. I was like, yeah, Porkchop, but this is during the school day, it's going to be anyone under kindergarten age.
Well, I've already researched. Their nap time is 12:30 to 2:30, and you might be reading picture books.
Oh, cute.
Do you know how to read picture books? You have to act them out.
Cuddling.
Alex is really good at reading to kids. I've seen her do it.
Well, thank you. You know what? I'm all for cuddling some kids. After the week I've had, that'll make me feel really good, so that's okay. Aww. If they're just little babies.
Liv the Web Girl, are you coming? The web girl who documents all of our digital stuff.
Porkchop's gonna be Porkchop the web boy today.
Yeah, I was actually told yesterday that I did not have to come, so I kind of planned on that. And I'm going to the Travis Scott concert tonight.
Ooh.
And so I need to get a lot of things done today before I go do that.
Me and Liv are going to rotate. She's going on the next one.
Okay, cool. I just thought it'd be kind of funny to see Liv try to read because she says she can read, but I don't believe it.
Literally, it's so funny. Where's your college degree, Joe?
Okay, well, I don't usually talk about how much more money that I make than somebody.
What was your GPA in high school? I'm not asking about how much you made. I'm just asking where your college degree is at or how much
I will tell you.
Hold on,
we're running out of time. My GPA when I graduated Howell High School in 2004 was a 1.67.
I don't know why you always talk about that stuff like people know where it is. Oh, yeah, Howell High School, even though it's like in another state.
Because I got friends from Michigan. They listen.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, why would you come at me and my reading skills?
Because you can't read a book, Liv, and you're like, well, I don't read books.
I just choose not to. I read all throughout college.
You say that, but you can't deliver, though. You're talking the talk, Liv.
We'll do a read-off tomorrow on the show.
You're living in the past.
Says the guy who stutters every other word.
I'm
going to
get like a third grade level paragraph, and you and Liv will each take a turn, and then the listeners can vote on who is the better out loud reader.
Okay.
Perfect.
Well, listen, if you have a stutter and listen to the Joe and Alex show, don't feel bad. Obviously, Liv's attacking us.
You know what? I actually used to have a stutter, and I went to classes for it when I was little.
We literally thought you were dyslexic.
Well, they say I'm not, but maybe I am. I don't know. My wife used to work for the Dyslexia Institute. So, all right. Well, I forgive you, Liv, going hard like that. Okay. Usually when we're angry, we take it out on other people.
I'm passionate because I can read. I'm not stupid.
I didn't say you were stupid. I just said you can't read. It doesn't mean you're dumb. Anyways, you have fun at the Travis Scott concert.
Yep, I will. You have fun with the kids.
Yeah, we're going to be getting lit with the toddlers.
That's right.
As they're taking a nap. So, all right, guys, have yourself a wonderful day. We can't do any of this unless we say goodbye. So, Alex, Liv the Web Girl, and producer Porkchop, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.